Hello and welcome to MLW Confusion. I'm your host, Rob Cameron, bringing you all that you may or may not need to know about Major League Wrestling and its television programming. Tonight, instead of Fusion, MLW has chosen to have their big premium live event, pay-per-view, if you will, one shot on a Thursday, something different. I'm not going to complain about it, though, because honestly, it fits into my schedule a wee bit better. But before we talk about one shot, we got some news. We got four more matches announced ahead of the Fusion taping that is surrounding one shot this evening, or at least this evening as of this here recording. The first of which is going to be a grudge match as Tony Deppen, coming back from suspension, takes on number one draft pick Kevin Blackwood. Blackwood was put on the shelf by Deppen and Associates, aka TJ Crawford. This will be Blackwood's first match back since he's been put on the shelf, and this will be Deppen's first match back since, well, he put Blackwood on the shelf. Also announced featherweight action, triple threat, Tiara James versus Zeta Steel and the notorious Mimi. Big rankings are up on the line for the featherweights as both Tiara and Zeta have put their hats in the race for the featherweight championship. Also announced is a triple threat tag team match featuring Wasted Youth, the main event, and the ragtag tandem of Griffin McCoy and TJ Crawford. Crawford and McCoy have just formed an alliance, like last week's Fusion, so this will be their first match as a duo, as this little stable forms with Tony Deppen. Of course, Wasted Youth has won the last triple threat tag team match that also featured the main event, so we're just rehashing, just getting rid of Lucky 13 and Austin Luke in the process. And last but not least, a six-person scramble as Akira battles Love Dug, battles Nolo Kitano, battles Jay Bougie, battles Alec Price, who's battling the notorious Brett Ryan Goslin. Oh, that match is going to be fun and chaotic, ladies and gentlemen, in addition to the rest of the Fusion card, which includes Jacob Fatu, Alex Hammerstone, number three, Josh Bishop taking on Matthew Justice, intergender action as Selena De La Renta makes her in-ring debut against Ichiban, and of course, the matches that we've announced right here and now. So, that means there is nothing left to do but talk about One Shot. Love me some One Shot. Not gonna lie, like, really good show. MLW's been putting on some bangers for these pay-per-views, and so if you've got yourself a Fight Plus subscription, totally check it out. And, you know, I'm not just saying this to shill, but, like, I mean it. Like, these events tend to be bangers, even when Fusion may not live up to the hype. These events have totally been doing it. So, we're going to start off our party with Mr. St. Laurent. He brings out Alyssa Ray. She is a former American Idol contestant, and she sings America the Beautiful. No gimmicks for this. This is just a straight-up rendition of the song with a former American Idol contestant. So, kudos for not turning that into some shtick as well. So, not gonna lie, I just thought they were gonna get some, like, rando that they're gonna call an American Idol or something of the like, you know. Maybe bring Becca back, except that wouldn't be some BS, that'd be legit. Anywho, work rate match, starting off our party with some lucha action as the MLW middleweight and the CMLL National Historic Welterweight Championship is on the line. It's Rocky Romero with Selena De La Renta and Ricardo Rodriguez take on Mascara Dorada. These two have had a little bit of beef going into tonight's matchup, obviously, as last month they battled in a tag team match. They've had some tag team showdowns in Mexico, and now we're coming into things hot tonight. Jesus Rodriguez, is the ring announcer, at least for the Rocky Romero portion of it. We got an extended feeling out process after the bell rings with holds and counters. Rocky slows things down and takes over for a bit, hitting a dragon screw in the ropes and then a big souplé on the ring apron, which, if you haven't heard, that is the hardest part of the ring. Sliced Bread number 2 only gets a 2 count, and that's a reoccurring theme here tonight. Sliced Bread number 2 only gets you 2, at least for this here match, anyway. Anyway, so after that Sliced Bread, Romero begs Dorada to hit him, so we have a strike battle. Big chop, and we start picking up the pace. Dorada hits a tope to the outside. Inside the ring, there is a quick roll-up, but Dorada falls victim to a big forearm and a DDT. Another Sliced Bread attempt, this time off the top rope, only gets 2. Rocky catches, or gets caught, going for a DDT, which he's tried to do once before, and it gets swung into a big vertical suplex. Like, Rocky's, like, was held up into the air, like, for several seconds. It was kind of impressive going from the kind of crouched position to a vertical suplex. Dorada goes for a moonsault, though, and eats a couple of boots. Rocky hits Crunchy, only gets 2 off of that. Dorada hits an over-the-shoulder facebuster, only gets 2. We get this ref sucks chant from the crowd. They're not happy with this. Rocky uses Dorada and kind of grazes the referee. I think a stiff breeze knocked him over. And takes off Dorada's mask. Which would be a DQ if the ref saw it, or at least if we're playing by lucha rules. However, ref sees nothing because he's biased. Dorada gets locked in a small package, and it was wicked enough to get the 3. Your winner, and still MLW middleweight champion, and CMLL National Historic Welterweight Champion, Rocky Romero. And this was a good match. I thought it was a little short, surprisingly enough. But really, like, with everything going on tonight, like, I can see where there could be a little bit of a time crunch for it. But told the story well of Dorada basically fighting off everything that Rocky had fairly, and then it, you know, took the big cheat for Rocky to win. Obviously, I didn't think Dorada was going to win this match, because it seemed to be saving things, at least initially, for Ichiban. Whether he takes the belt or not, that remains to be seen. Our next match is for the TJPW Princess of Princess Championship, as Delmi Exo challenges Miyu Yamashita for the championship. Match starts off with some respect. Both competitors looking to have a clean fight tonight, evidently. But as clean as you can, as Miyu starts just kicking Delmi repeatedly after a feeling out process. Miyu then goes for a modified sleeper, and since Delmi won't tap out or pass out, she gets kicked a bunch more times. Delmi, though, gives Miyu a taste of her own medicine with a big boot and a somersault senton outside the ring. Inside the ring, we get a blockbuster to only get a 2 count. We then have our first proper spirit battle of the evening. Miyu is rocked by a really hard forearm, but hits a roundhouse kick, a gnarly one, but only gets 2. Delmi hits a queen suplex, and you don't see that too much here in America. Only gets a 2 count off of that. We go up top, and Delmi is slammed to the mat with a Samoan driver off the top rope. That only gets 2 as well. Delmi's looking to fire up, and Miyu suckers her in to get a kick, knocking Delmi down, and hits one more roundhouse kick to finish things off. Your winner, and still Princess of Princess champion, Miyu Yamashita. After the match, we get another show of respect, and this was a hard-hitting affair. Those kicks are gnarly by Yamashita. And this was also almost like the glorified squash we kind of saw when Delmi fought Jinai Kai. Just just kind of an extended sequence. But it really does show, like, the toughness of Delmi as she takes all this offense. And those kicks. Oh, those kicks. Wow, those had to hurt. Backstage, Zeta is the 2023 AOL Most Downloaded Superstar. She also puts her hat in the ring for the Featherweight Championship whenever they just dole out the next batch of number one contenderships. Following this, hook this matchup just right to my veins, baby. Oh, WTF's filthy Tom Lawler battles the president and leader of the Bread Club, whether he would admit to it or not, Satoshi Kojima. Battle of former MLW heavyweight champions. And, like, man, I was looking forward to this match. I thoroughly enjoy both competitors. And now we're just, you know, putting that chocolate in the bread. And we got magic chocolate bread. And it's bloody amazing, man. Kojima gets to the ring and someone tosses some bread in the ring. Lawler, ever the heel, kicks it out of the ring. We start with a chop battle, like, just right away. Start with chops. Those turn into forearms. Lawler, though, being the UFC guy, gets the better of Kojima. And until at least Kojima just steamrolls him. Like, Lawler goes off the ropes and Kojima just barrels through him. I laughed way too hard. The crowd's thoroughly behind Kojima, chanting his name, and Kojima is doing peck bounces to the cadence of the chant, and that just popped me really bad. Popped like those pecks, baby. Outside the ring, Lawler starts working over Kojima's arm, runs a full circle around the ring to hit a big boot on Kojima's arm. Inside the ring, we have more arm-based offense, such as a running arm breaker. And that looked gnarly as well. Just for shits and giggles, ever the heel, ever the dirtbag, filthy Tom Lawler hits machine gun chops in the corner, and this just serves to make Kojima angry. He dodges a charge into the corner. Tom hits the second turnbuckle, like, head first. I'm really hoping that was on purpose, because otherwise he really botched a diving splash. But with Tom, like, who knows? Like, the dude's also crazy. He'll do things just to kind of, like, pop himself as well. However, this gets the opportunity for Kojima to come back on offense, hits some machine gun chops of his own, goes up top, and Lawler hits a deadly drive. However, Kojima's like, nah, cool, that was fun. We're going back up, and hits a super play. Another strike spirit battle finishes up with Kojima hitting a DDT. Lawler, though, is unfazed and hits a PK for two, followed up by a tombstone and anaconda vice. Joe Dombrowski, wisely points out that these are all homages, per se, to Kojima's tag team partner, Tenzin, as they were tag team partners for quite some time, went by the team name Tenkozy. So Lawler's just in total FU mode when on offense tonight. However, Kojima powers out of it and starts hitting Mongolian chops into the cutter, taking the cutter. Kojima gets his arm kicked out of a lariat attempt. Straight jacket, filthy knee gets to. Lawler goes for a second filthy knee, and Kojima fights out of that and hits a lariat, but he's just too bloody hurt to actually hit the pinfall on that. Both competitors are on their feet, and Kojima just knocks Lawler loopy with a lariat to pick up the victory. Oh, it's raining bread. Hallelujah, it's raining bread. Kojima has the mic. He says he's back in MLW after 21 years. He loves bread. He loves the crowd. Glad to be back. As bread, you know, reigns in the ring, he's going to eat some bread, take some home with him, and just... Oh, yeah, yeah. This match slapped, man. It was great. I loved it. Match of the night. Just... had high expectations for this match, and they met and or exceeded them, so that was freaking awesome. So I'm gonna have to take a break here for a moment to calm myself down. Why don't you just go get some energy drinks or something of the like. I'll be back un momento. If you're like me, sometimes you need a pick-me-up to get you through the day. I drink Ray's Energy for that pickup. Ray's comes in a bunch of different flavors, and more recently Italian Ice, which is great, by the way. And it contains no sugar, so there's no crash after you drink it. And really, like, best of all, if you go through me and go to wetrepsports.com, use my code CASS, you get 15% off your order. So also, be like CASS, drink Ray's Energy. All right, we are back. It is time for Body by MSN. L, MSL, and Zeta Steel are out to judge the competition. It is your standard bodybuilding style competition. Our competitors seem to be Midas Black, Mr. Thomas, and Alex Hammerstone. So it was slightly more serious than I thought it was going to be. Hammer, of course, picks up the victory because he's the only guy with actual bodybuilding experience or bodybuilding competition experience. So that was like having a ringer on there. Hammer gets on the mic. He ends up invoking the name of Jacob Fatu, which causes Fatu to come out and just clean house. In the meanwhile, we get a new attendance record announcement as the in crowd at the Melrose Ballroom is 81,036.5 people. New record. New record indeed. Anyway, so moving on. Let's just keep the action going. Oh, great. It is the National Openweight Championship match as Ricky Champagne defends his title against Jimmy Lloyd. I guess this match is an ODQ, but what do I know? What do I care? I'm not even sure why Jimmy Lloyd's in this match, going like one for like three in his MLW career. However, he gets a title shot. I don't get a title shot, so it is what it is, man. However, Akira attacks. He is dressed as one of the gas mask goons, attacks Ricky Shane Page, and just messes him up outside the ring before security carts him off. Match starts off with Jimmy Lloyd diving into RSP outside the ring. Inside the ring, they both go for enziguris, but, well, Jimmy's connects, of course. Batch of corner avalanches by Lloyd gets to. Lloyd brings a couple of chairs in and marks them up in an X position. RSP, however, hits him with a drop toe hold, draping him over the top chair. RSP goes for a big splash on the chair and misses it. Lloyd goes to the second rope and dives onto RSP and the chairs. RSP does fight back with a big release suplex and a top rope swanton. Lloyd counters a chokeslam attempt and hits a Death Valley driver through a ring board set up on the chairs. Gets a two count out of that. However, RSP doesn't really care. Even flow DDT, match is over. Yeah, this match, it was slightly better than I thought it was going to be, but it wasn't a whole lot of anything. It just seemed to be more of a brief interlude to help calm down the crowd a little bit, make sure Akira gets himself a pay-per-view payday, and just to keep me grumbling as to why people who don't win get title shots. Just for the record, Jimmy Lloyd has one more MLW victory than I do. Just saying. Anywho, all right, so let's talk about fun matches. Next is for the MLW Featherweight Championship, as Maki Ito, I am standing already, ladies and gentlemen, takes on the champion Jannai Kai with Celina De La Renta and Jesus Rodriguez. Maki is already crying. Like, she's just overcome with the emotion of this momentous occasion, this big match, but decides instead of just crying, she should cry and get a flurry of offense in. Hits the big head. Jesus is up on the ring apron with enough distraction to allow Jannai Kai to take over. A series of kicks gets to. Celina gets involved, choking Maki over the bottom rope. Eye of the Hurricane by Kai gets two as well, followed up by Northern Lights. Catch a theme here. Two count. Anywho, a demon clutch attempt is fought out of, and Maki drops Jannai on the ropes. A big crossbody off the top gets to. However, Kai dodges some offense and hits a question mark kick on Ito 4-2 as well. Maki fires up and goes for the 10 punch in the corner, followed up by a face wash. The crowd is thoroughly behind Ito at this point. Tornado DDT gets two, and Jesus is kicked off the ring apron. Ichiban shows up and runs Celina off, so it's now officially 1-on-1. To celebrate this momentous occasion, Maki misses a big headbutt off the top rope. Demon Clutch locked in. Maki taps, your winner, and still MLW Featherweight Champion Jannai Kai. It's a fun match. Nowhere did I think Maki was going to actually win this match, but it was a good showing by both competitors, and just a lot of fun to be had as well. Not as much stick from Ito as some of her previous encounters, like even within MLW, but elsewhere. But yeah, it was a solid, hard-hitting match. and brings with the best of both competitors going on. All right. Wow. That went by quick. It is already time for our main event, ladies and gentlemen, as Matt Cardona with Steph DeLander takes on Alex Kane for the MLW Heavyweight Championship. Kane gets on the microphone, basically says he's going to beat Cardona's ass all over NYC, and that is on Beaumaye. Cardona goes to attack before the bell rings, and Kane ducks, counters, and hits a German suplex for Cardona's efforts off that. Cardona just tries to leave already. He's blocked by the Beaumaye entourage. Kane grabs him and Steph DeLander and headbutts the two of them together, meeting of the mind style. We go back to the ring, and Mr. Thomas blocks another attempt of Cardona to leave, and so Cardona eats another suplex. Big splash by Kane only gets two. However, there's a distraction by Steph DeLander, and Cardona finally gets to take over and mount some offense of his own, hitting the reboot. Kane tries to come back, but his back is too injured at this point to really do anything about it. Cardona now has a chair, and he uses it, gets a two count off of that. Kane counters a chair shot and hits a choke slam. We get the booyah punch combos going back and forth, but Cardona goes to the eyes to, technically win that sequence of events. Kane, though, fires up and hits his own comeback sequence. Radio silence is countered into a powerbomb. The straps are down and a spear happens. Big apron splash, which I remind you is the hardest part of the ring. Crash landing only gets two as Steph DeLander drags the referee out of the ring. Cardona goes for the ref shield and sends Kane into the turnbuckle post. Reboot three times. That only gets a two count though, as Mr. Thomas now pulls the ref out. Cardona takes him out for his efforts. Steph DeLander holds the legs of Alex Kane as he's going for a suplex, allowing Cardona to fall on top of him. Only gets two count off of that. Double down. Steph DeLander has a chair, and good brother number three comes out and gives DeLander a big kiss. Kane hoists her up on her shoulders while Cardona takes Kane to Dick Kick City right through the uprights. Radio silence, but only two. The champ kicks out of Cardona's finisher. Sports Entertainment in the extreme, ladies and gentlemen. Steph DeLander comes in with the championship belt. Mr. Thomas gets hit by it. Steph accidentally clobbers Cardona with the belt as Kane ducks. Kane spears her for efforts. Cardona tries to hit Kane with a chair. He no-sells it. Captain no-sell. And then uses it on Cardona. We get a trifecta of suplexes, finishing off with a Falcon Arrow, which in theory no one should be able to kick out of, but Cardona does. But with the kick out, Kane locks in Fade to Black. Nowhere to go. Matt Cardona taps. Dude, your winner and still MLW Heavyweight Champion Alex Kane. And I will eat crow for this one. I totally thought that Cardona was going to win the match. And yeah, surprise of surprises. Not really, because we're not done yet, ladies and gentlemen. Kane retained. A very good match. I mean, obviously it was overbooked. A lot of shenanigans, but it goes into the sports entertainment aspect storyline. But Kane overcame those odds. We got to see good brother number three, and really solid match overall. But as I said, we are not done yet. Kane gets on the mic. He is laying down the gauntlet, wants to know who is going to challenge him at Kings of Coliseum in January, starting off the new year hot, ending the old year terribly, or at least I am, because I can't remember what month this is. However, lights go out. I bet it's going to be Sabu. Sabu's coming back. That's what's going on. Lights come back on, and it is not Sabu. Thank goodness, because, dude, it is Richard Holiday. Richard Holiday is back in MLW. Kane's like, that's cool. You want some of the smoke? We can do it right now. You want to do it right now? And before Holiday can say anything, MSL comes out. He's like, no, I'm still the booker for tonight, but what I can do, Holiday, Babes, Bubby, join the World Titan Federation, and I will guarantee you a title shot at Kings of Coliseum. All you gotta do is wear this hat, sign this contract, and it's all yours. And after a lot of deliberation, Holiday accepts MSL's offer to join the Titans. And, dude, okay. So I'm going to like play a little bit of like weird disgruntlement out of this. Is like, on one hand, like, ignoring the Holiday aspect, that WTF went 0 for 2 in their big night. Like, that's not a strong start for their stable. I guess they're 1 and 2, if you count Hammerstone winning the bodybuilding competition. But in ring, they're 0 for 2. And Holiday is going to join them. So I'm not sure what like actual storyline sense that makes outside of, you know, dollar signs, dollar bills, y'all. But, you know, the important thing is like, ignoring this little gaffe in judgment, Richard Holiday's back. Dude's been killing it on the indies since he left MLW late in the summer, after making his comeback from cancer. Doing great work, doing some interesting stuff online in terms of character segments and whatnot, and just killing it in the ring wherever he goes. So I am more than excited to see him back and curious to where he will fit into things, and where even like Matt Cardona will fit into the things going on here on out. But that being said, that's how our show is going to end. MLW one shot, you know, a lot of fun to be had. We obviously had big surprise at the very end. Kojima and Lawler over-delivered. Ah, loved it. And, of course, the rest of the card up and down was just filled with good matches as well. So, you know, we will see how MLW chooses to keep this momentum going forward, and just, you know, play the waiting game. But, like, at least for tonight, dude, I am high AF on wrestling goodness. So, that being said, I think I'm just going to go bask in the glow that is Bread Club. Thank you all for listening. Be sure to check out my interview with Nico Klein, former SCW Pro Tag Team Champion. Check out the YouTubes for the Urban Wrestling Network. We'll have a recap of One Shot going up there as well. The guys do good work over there. But I appreciate y'all taking the time to listen. Stay tuned for the best ways to support this year's podcast and the other plugs and whatnot. And I will see you all next week. MLW Confusion is a weekly podcast that is written and performed by Rob Kammer and is hosted on Spotify for Podcasters. MLW Confusion is part of the Urban Wrestling Network. You can check out the Major League Pod, amongst other shows, on YouTube at Urban Wrestling NW. The background music for this section is Ruined My Day, performed by Alan Schroeder. If you enjoyed this podcast and like to support, please like, subscribe, and tell your friends, family, and enemies. Leaving a review is also helpful, as word-of-mouth advertisement is very important for small podcasts such as this. My social media links can be found in the description below, but Twitter and Instagram are at The Nova of Cass, TheNovaOfCass, and Facebook is at MLW Confusion, all one word. If you'd like to support monetarily and help upgrade my equipment, please check out my virtual tip jar at www.kofi.com/Casanova. If you prefer more bang for your buck, you can go to patreon.com/Casanova. Whereas for as little as $2, backers get access to the podcast early and ad-free, plus other weekly exclusive content such as athome.exe, the Patreon-exclusive podcast. So, join the crew that is headed up by Keith Wynn, Alan Schroeder, Alex McCarthy, and The False Prophet, and check it all out. You can also find t-shirts, coffee mugs, and other merch at the Confusion Podcast store on Teespring. For business inquiries such as ads and sponsorships, please email at rzkammer, that's K-A-M-E-R-E-R, at comcast.net. Thank you all for listening.